I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas tree. Everybody hangs their ornaments on me.
On the first day of TV, it means nothing for me. A dirty crack or dying of HIV.
You mean the law virus?
On the second day of TV, it means nothing for me. Two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack or dying of HIV. On the third day of TV, it means nothing for me. Three explosive shits, two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
On the fourth day of TV, Jim Henson bled for me. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack on during of HIV.
It's how it goes.
On the fifth day of TV, Jim Henson bled for me. Five. Golden showers.
Dick and nuts!
Three! Two! And the crack or dying of HIV! On the sixth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me! Six recalculus, you don't fight! Showers! Four!
Dick and nuts!
Three explosive shits! Two sloppy comforts and a dirty crack or dying of HIV!
That's how it goes!
On the seventh day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. Seven gainers gaining six recalculus U-tards. Five golden shoes. Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive sheets. Two sloppy cards. And a dirty crack or dream of a gift.
AIDS, is that what you're talking about? AIDS?
On the eighth day of TV, Jim Henson played for me.
More creamy shit.
Eight pussies cream and seven gainers gaining six. Calculus, you tards!
Oh.
Five golden showers! Four!
Sweet rectum!
Three explosive shits! Three sloppy comforts!
It's just a fun thing.
On the ninth day of TV, Jim Henson,
fuck yeah!
Nine baiters baiting!
Penis!
Eight pussies screaming! Seven gators gaining! Six for calculus, you tards!
What about Jarvis?
Five golden showers!
Fuckhole.
Four.
Dick and nuts.
Three explosive shits. Two yuppie comforts. And a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
I have some grown life up.
And the tenth day of TV, Jim Henson gave to me. Ten drunks of puke. Nine baiters baiting. Eight pussies creaming. Seven gainers gaining. Six for calculus, you touch. Five. Four.
Dick and nuts. The glamour, the glitter.
On the 11th day of TV, 11 sniff freaks, sniff freaks. 10 drops of cookie, 9 painters, painting, 10 pussies creaming, 7 gamers, gaming, 6 who calculus you touch.
Here's the fish pillow.
4
dick and nuts.
Explosive shit.
How many people am I infecting?
On the 12th day of TV, Jim Henson played for me. 12 fists of fist, 11 sniff freak sniffing, 10 drums of puke, 9 baiters baiting,
8
pussies screaming, 7 baiters gaining, 6 recalculus you touch,
5
golden shoes, 4
dick and nuts.
Explosive shit, sloppy comforts, and a dirty crack or dying of HIV.
AIDS, I'm talking about AIDS.
A dirty crack or dying of HIV.
It's how it goes.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Ah, yes.
freaks, Tim Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. Believe it or not, I was around last week. There's been some miscommunication. People have been redirected to Russian porn sites trying to get a distorted view. They didn't realize I was around. Last week we were doing a bunch of Sideshow exclusive programs, did a video cast as well. If you want a week's worth of DV that you haven't heard yet, you got to sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. You can catch all of those exclusive programs. Now, you know, the problem I have with you listeners is you lie to me a lot, and you try to get me irritated. And it works many of these times, but I've learned to ignore most of you. So when you post things on Facebook like, "Lols, why is your site redirecting to a Russian one?" I simply ignore you. I just say, this listener's retarded. But I actually replied, I think, to this guy's post, and I said, what are you talking about? Because when I went to distortedview.com, it went, there was no Russian site, right? So come to find out, I don't know. I was running an old version of WordPress or a plugin or something, and some hackers were able to, I don't know what the fuck they did. Install some redirects thing that went to a Russian thing, and now Google, when you search for distorted view on Google and you click on the link, it says that there's malware or something on my site. Look, I took care of it. I've resubmitted this to Google. Hopefully in the next day or two, it'll stop saying that. So that's what's happening. Why can't just fucking shit work? Why do you have to update WordPress and plugins and shit? Oh, it's so annoying. Everything requires updates now. Every time I look at my stupid iPhone, I've got like 50 fucking updates I've got to do on the apps. Right now, 40. I mean, why doesn't it just do it automatically? I'm sick of this bullshit. Why do I have to take care of this all? It's too much. Can't handle it. All right, I do have a great program for you today, and you know, if you are not Sideshow members, I am so excited to be back talking to you. Right now, you know, old people, I've talked about this many times on the show, they don't understand technology. That's why we have things like the jitterbug, which is, you know, the cell phone for old people that have, you know, one big giant button. It's just the call button on it. Here is Granny trying Pop Rocks for the first time. This is very low tech, but, you know, Pop Rocks were what? Around in the 50s? And this old broad hasn't tried it. Here she is.
Do I take
just
what? Do I take one?
No. You dump it in.
Jump it in.
It's not very much.
Just a mouthful.
See? And you just go, whoop.
Dump them like
it's fully. Is this sour?
No.
Granny's taking a mouthful of Pop Rocks.
And then just shut your mouth.
Shut your whore hole up.
Dump some in there. Did you get some?
There you go.
I got some. Granny's gonna get it.
Have him sit there for a second.
Are they popping?
Oh my god.
This is just another example of how old people really are like children. I think, you know, some comedian had this a bit where he talked about, you know, you die pretty much the same way as you're born. You're in diapers, you really don't know where you're at, you can't really move without the help of someone else. You have to eat, you know, mushy foods.
You like them?
It's life's final cruel joke. You're an invalid when you are born, and you're an invalid after you know, spending 70 years on this planet.
This
broad is.
I know.
I can hear him cracking.
Highly amused by Pop Rocks.
I can't believe this.
You can't believe it. You're not familiar with carbonation.
Years old, I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Well. They are popping in my mouth. I can't believe it. You got me Pop Rocks.
Yeah. Put more in. They're good. You like them? This is a grape, huh?
They taste like grape.
Mm-hmm. They're grape.
Okay. So she still has a few taste buds left. After all these years. Oh, she's putting some more in. She likes them. Now, have you ever tasted semen, Granny?
I do.
They'll take pictures of me doing
that. I'm not.
That's what my mom says all the time. We got a video camera. Don't take pictures of me. Everything's pictures. Not video. Don't take moving pictures of me. I don't want to be in a talkie. All right, very good. Thank you, Granny. You know, moving on, when it comes to porn, the videos that I find the most boring are just when someone's masturbating on cam. Oh, when a girl's fingering herself or a guy's, you know, jerking off. It's so boring. Why would I want to see that? I'm doing it myself. I can just look down in my lap. I really need some other people involved in a scene. The exception to that, of course, is when there's good audio involved. When a masturbator's exceptionally vocal. And lucky for you, Strip Club DJ has run across some fantastic audio. He writes in, "Dear Tim, lulz, this British-voiced wanker on X Hamster is named Tosser Tim. He has many vids, not me, I swear. He has many videos of wanking slash tossing his spunk in funny vocal detail onto pictures of his ex-hamster fans. So far, I like this video the most." And he provided some audio here.
"Hi, Cumbucket. Where are you?"
Hi, Cumbucket.
"Hi, Cumbucket.
All right, DB listeners, if you're looking for a name when you call into the voicemail line...
Hi, Cumbucket.
Cumbucket might be a good one.
"Where are you, dirty fucking slut? Right, I'm wanking over you now after you've just been messaging me, telling me how much you... like to swallow the spunk of your boyfriend's friends. That is fucking hot. Oh, the thought of you, with your mouth wide open, taking all your friend's spunk and swallowing it down. You are one fucking hot little slut. Oh, God. I've got a big load for you, baby. Oh, yes. I've been wanking all morning as we've been talking. And now..."
Oh, he's a gooner.
"The hour of the reckoning."
You've got to be kidding me. He actually said, "The hour of reckoning."
"The reckoning. Let me take my spunk."
I want to hear that again, please.
"Oh, yes. I've been wanking all morning as we've been talking. And now's the hour of the reckoning."
"The hour of the reckoning.
Let me take my spunk. My friend."
Very dramatic.
"Thick, creamy white spunk. Fresh from the mill. Yeah? All over your face. Oh, God, baby. I'm going to come soon. I can't hold this back for too long.
Yay.
Oh, 5, 4, 3.
A countdown and everything? Oh, this guy is great. I need to check out his profile. Oh, what this dude
five,
looks like.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
Oh, fucking hell. Look at that. That is fucking brilliant. Oh, baby.
I need to bang a British person.
God.
Sounds fun.
Oh, that's when they talk. Fucking awesome.
Smash him.
Bugger me. Let's have a look at you. Bloody hell. Fucking hell. Talk about draining me, you slut.
Come on, you did all the work.
God, I feel good.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Awesome. Oh, go on, suck my cock, bitch. Oh. Fucking hell.
Strip Club DJ comes through once again for us. Ting.
I'm absolutely exhausted. That was so fucking good, it's not true. Do you like all that spunk, baby? Look at it. It's all over the place.
All right.
Right. Let me get this on hamster. See you in a minute, babe.
Thank you very much, Tosser Tim and Strip Club DJ. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Hope you enjoyed Mrs. Miller's rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas. Her version, of course, the 12 Days of Distortion. If you'd like to download a nice high-resolution, high-quality version of that, sign up for the sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and bonus content like the 12 Days of Distortion. Tomorrow we'll have an extended show for you, so if you want to catch that, Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, don't forget, it's the holiday season. Got to mention Adam and Eve. They've got that great coupon code you can use, FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. It's just for my listeners. You get 50% off just about any one item. Find something you like in their huge catalog of dongs, butt plugs, and lingerie. They've got lube and other stuff, too. Stuff for guys, girls, movies, you know, couples, S&M shit, whatever you want. AdamandEve.com has it. Use coupon code FREAK. Get 50% off plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one, now, I don't see anything wrong with this. Apparently, a greeting card calls the recipient a whore. All right. A darkly humorous greeting card meant to congratulate a new pregnancy is raising eyebrows in California. The card, which was found at a Target in the Sacramento area, starts by saying, "Heard you were pregnant." Then, when you open the card, there's only one word in there. Whore. See, that's funny. Because I mean, there's nothing wrong with that card being on the shelf. Because there might be a problem with you giving it to someone. You have to know who your friends are and what, you know, what their level of or the type of humor is, right? For instance, I have a friend. I just got a call like last week or the week before. My friend Amy is pregnant again with like her third child. She would love that card. You know, you give her a card that says whore in there. She would find that hilarious. She's also the... Oh, did I tell you this story? Oh, I got to tell you the story about my friend Amy. I don't think I mentioned this on the show. I can't believe I forgot about it. So I get a... Maybe I did talk about it. I don't know. I get a call from Amy. This was before she was pregnant. And she says, "Tim, my pussy has been itching like crazy the past few weeks. It's been so bad I've been rubbing up against doorknobs to get relief." And she was convinced that her husband had been cheating on her and gave her something, like an STD or something. And then she said, "Finally, I realized, like, I said, you know, maybe it's detergent. You know, I had an issue earlier this year, remember, with the itching and the weird rash and everything. I said, look, you got to look at everything. Laundry detergent, did you switch? You know, try soaps, you know, all that sort of shit. Lotions can do it. I don't know why you're putting lotion on your cunt. Maybe you've got dry, crackly lips. I don't know." She said, no, nothing has changed. But finally, she realized it was the toilet paper. She bought like a 36-pack of, I don't know what brand, but it was unscented. And for some reason, that was what was giving her the rash down there. She switched toilet paper. It was fine. Then she tells me a few days later, she switches back to the toilet paper that gave her the pussy rash, and she got the rash again. I said, "Why the hell did you do that? Why'd you go back to the pussy rash toilet paper?" And she said, "Well, I got 36 rolls. I got to use them." And I called. She said it was so bad. Not only was she thrusting up against a doorknob, she was scooting. You know, like when like a dog's got a turd on the dog's fur or got worms or something, it'll scoot across the carpet. She said she was doing that on her on her bed across the sheets, trying to get some relief. But come to find out, it was just the toilet paper. So yeah, she would enjoy the cunt card. All right, it's hilarious to me, and that's the point. Some would like it, some not. Know your audience. Exactly, that's exactly what I'm saying. Thank you, Facebook user Cheryl Marino. If you know the person has a sense of humor similar to the card, then they'd probably be fine with it. Another user posted this. She says, "I unfortunately have met people in my life that I know would send a card like that to purposely be rude, not as a joke." Well, what about those who would buy it with not the best of intentions? You can make your own fucking card, you know, with anything on it. "I'm going to kill you and your baby. I'm going to gut your stomach like a fish and rip out that fetus and eat it." You know, like, I could make that card. Nice, nice. I've taken a scrapbooking class. My sister has a cricket. All right. It's irresponsible of Target to sell an item which has a potential to be abused. They sell beer, don't they? You retard. They sell scissors. Scissors can be abused. I hate this story. Next up. People anger me. Did I sound like Snagglepuss there? No, I don't think so. Fuck you all. Now I'm mad at my listeners. I'm turning my anger towards you guys. You guys probably don't know the whole Snagglepuss thing unless you're Sideshow members. Someone said I sound like Snagglepuss when I get angry. I've never heard such a ridiculous thing. God. All right, second story we have for you today. Rumors of flesh-eating bananas in Mozambique have seen the sale of the fruit plummet there, prompting the health minister to reassure people of its safety. Wait till they get wind of Nanarpuss.
It's Nanarpuss!
You can call me Nanarpuss, Nanarpuss. And guess what? I love pancakes.
It's a banana man! Ah! Sales plummet even further. The banana industry is in a real funk. From the work conducted by the Ministries of Agriculture, Health, and Trade and Industry, Jesus Christ, it was concluded that there is no record of entry of any infected bananas in the... I always want to say bananas now. Of any infected bananas in the country, according to a joint statement. An email and text message hoax warning... Wait. An email and text message hoax warning people... Oh, it's all a hoax? Okay, thank God. I love bananas. All right. An email and text message hoax warning people against eating bananas for the next 3 weeks went viral as people feared being infected by necrotizing fasciitis or skin-eating disease. That was a good pronunciation. The bacteria can destroy skin, fat, and tissue covering the muscles. The message also advised people to see a doctor if they developed a fever after eating the killer fruit. Bananas from KwaZulu-Natal province or something in neighboring South Africa were claimed by the hoax to carry the virus. Banana sales in the capital, Maputo, I don't know, fell sharply despite the fact that Mozambique does not import bananas from its neighbor. Stupid people over there. It's witches! Witches have infected our bananas! In a separate statement, South Africa's agriculture ministry denounced the message. It strongly advised against burning the skin around the supposed infection, as suggested in the message. So if you eat a banana, you see a lesion appear, you just set fire to it. Smart. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from North Carolina. We all dial the wrong number from time to time, but when 62-year-old Marlon Sneed did it, it landed the Oak Island man in some pretty hot water with the police. Sneed pleaded no contest to one count of intent to deliver a controlled substance Wednesday. What the hell did he do? His attorney says it's one of the most interesting cases he's ever been a part of. You have to be careful of the kind of conduct that you involve yourself in because things can evolve that you didn't anticipate. What the fuck happened? Enough teasing already, right? Back in April 2010, Sneed, a Vietnam War vet decorated with two Purple Hearts, says he was so lonely he went to Bolivia and picked up a lady friend. I did say she was a prostitute. I cannot swear to that, but it's my understanding that she is. After that night, I would say that that's a pretty sure thing. He admits they hung out for a couple of days and smoked crack cocaine, among other activities. Then, when he went to call her a cab, instead of dialing 411, he accidentally dialed 911. What did he say on the phone? If you want a cab, you say, I need a cab at this address, thank you. You don't say, hey, I've got a hooker in my house, and she is loaded. She's fucking high on crack and everything. We're really going to need a taxi. That's a pretty fuck-witted thing to do. Sneed says before he knew it, he got a knock on his door, but it wasn't a cab driver. The next thing I know, the yard was full of officers, and they wanted to know if they could go into my house and check it. They did, and they found my medication. Is that what he's calling his crack? From the VA, and they counted them, and there was some missing. Police said police arrested Sneed on 3 drug charges, 2 of which were dropped. Sneed says he never gave the woman any of his prescribed drugs. Well, she's a prostitute. She may have just taken it. You know what I mean? They're not always on the up and up. It's one idiot after another on this program. All right. I have lived right here on this corner for 20 years, and if I had been a dope salesman or something, Oak Island police should have been aware of it, he said. Sneed has no prior felonies, and after pleading no contest to the charge, he faces a suspended sentence and is on probation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your story news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. What do you have for me, freaks?
Jigu, Timmy, this is Dipshit.
Hi, Dipshit.
The Israeli listener.
Oh.
Now, a couple of months ago, you were talking about the Sword of You tattoos.
Yeah.
The guy that got a train track tattoo.
Oh, so, someone wants to get a DV Tranny tattoo. He wants the full logo. Apparently, he doesn't have a good high-quality version of that for the tattoo artist. But I'm thinking if he gets a big, you know, Distorted View logo tattoo, maybe he should get a Sideshow membership or something. He probably already is a member. All right, I'll give you a different prize, something actually worth something.
So you ask what would be a good DV tattoo that people could do.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think I figured out the perfect DV tattoo people can do to show their appreciation for you. And that would be a Levenge. I think that would look also real good.
Yes.
You know, as a tattoo.
Like, or an equation featuring Levenge in there. Levenge, of course, is the whole number I have discovered between 2 and 3. Yes, I am that retarded. Go on freaking, by the way, go to freakipedia.net. If you have any questions about Distorted View, any references you don't catch, I know there was a lot of them in that 12 Days of Distortion song. If you're new to the program, you might not know what I'm talking about. If you go to freakipedia.net, it's an encyclopedia just for Distorted View shit. And as a matter of fact, I had lost my copy of the 12 Days of Distortion. I couldn't really remember exactly how it went. I don't remember if I sang it, whatever. And so I looked it up on Freakipedia, and I was able to narrow it down and said, oh, someone posted an article saying Tim recorded the 12 Days of DV or Distortion in 09. So I knew, okay, well, it must be December of 09. I was able to narrow it down. Then there was an article about Mrs. Miller and the 12 Days of Distortion. So I figured it all out, and then I was able to find the high-quality version of it. I didn't save it properly, of course, with a normal name. So that's how I was able to find it. So that is a very useful website. If not for you, for me, because I have such a shitty memory, I'm able to learn all about my program. All right, yes, go on. What about tattoos? Oh, wait, he already spoke his piece. He wanted Levenge. Yes, next call.
Hey, Tim, it's Nard.
Hi, Nard.
I have a sex term for you.
Okay, bizarre sex term?
It's called Skyrim.
Okay.
It's getting a rim job up on an airplane.
Oh, that's actually not bad. That makes sense.
Hey, Tim. Sidesome member Freakalicious here. Thought I'd tell you that I used to work at OfficeMax like 10 years ago, and they totally do that on purpose. They don't bring in the sales items because it's a bait and switch. They tell us that, yeah, X isn't coming in this week, so you need to go ahead and push Y and push Y item, whatever. So,
and this is why Staples is far superior.
Anyway, yeah, they just, you know, bait and switch, like car dealers. So, anyway, keep up the good work.
By the way, no, I never see anyone in OfficeMax, ever. It's like three people. It was like, you know, I was like a high school girl. Like, I just didn't have to get Sharpies for my school project. Hey. No one buys big ticket items at OfficeMax.
Hey, Tim, it's John from West Virginia. Listening to the episode where you talked about a Pakistani lady. She was talking about eating her husband or something, but anyway, you got into the rant about curry and how Indians smelled, and you wondered what we smelled like, what white people smelled like.
Wet dog, right? Black people say that we smell like wet dogs.
Well, I lived in Korea and Japan both for quite a while.
Koreans
and,
think of us.
They both say we smell like cheese or dairy or meat.
Really? That's a new one. That's gross.
Depending.
We're disgusting.
To them, it's sort of insulting. They like to laugh that we smell like cheese, but
yeah.
I never really noticed it.
Well, no, because, you know, you're white.
And they really smell like kimchi, so that's a lot worse.
That's very interesting.
You'd like to know.
We smell like cheese and meat to other people.
Hey, what's up?
To Koreans, we smell like cheese and meat. To black people, we smell like wet dogs.
Hey, what's up, Timmy Boo? I'm just calling to give you my condolences about your father.
What? You're a few months late. I've already moved on. I found myself a new daddy.
It's better.
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I miss my dad. God,
horrible. Or he does, you know, hate that. Whatever.
Sucky. The worst is having dreams about him. Oh, that's the worst.
Hey, Timmy.
I mean, it's great. I mean, it's nice to but then it's bad when you wake up.
Hey, Timmy, it's Alex. I'm on break right now at work. I'm just actually wondering, are you looking for anything specific for funny shit right now? Like, is there any sort of topic you want to look for in clips or anything else, or it's all just anything that's funny?
You know, I think I would love to hear some new granny or, like old people porn. I just love the sounds of old people having sex, especially when they talk. That clip that I play at the beginning of the show during one of the theme songs, Granny, we're gonna rape ya. I love that. I can't get enough of it.
14 drinking.
We're gonna take turns raping ya!
Game. Every time he says the word or you take a shot.
Wait, what is this?
The Ramen 14 drinking game.
How about okay? That's how he starts off all his videos.
Every time he says the words or you take a shot. Be sure to have paramedics standing by.
Yeah.
Or when you succumb to alcohol poisoning
okay.
halfway through a 30-second.
What are Raymond 14's doing? I wonder if he'd come on the show and say hi for the holidays.
This is Lifetime member Shauna. For this year's 28th show for November, I just wanted to say that I had to go out on Black Friday because I worked two retail stores, one of which is GameStop, and I kind of work in a mall that's kind of in a ghetto area, so I have to deal with black people and Indian people all day. It's horrible. It's horrifying. I also wanted to tell you that back in middle school, when I was still listening to the show, I had a dream. My professors. And...
What? Oh, my God. Your phone is just a piece of shit. Ruined that
yeah,
call.
Boo. It's Deadpool from Virginia.
Hello.
Tomorrow, November 29th, is my birthday. Be turning the right
happy
B-Day 23. Anyways, I have a favor to ask of you.
What?
Please do this for me. Please sing your wonderful Sunshine Lollipops Leslie Gore song.
Oh.
Just a little bit. That would make me ever so happy.
Well, how about this? How about at the end of the show we'll play that, okay?
Hey, Timmy Bell. This is Tiny Dink Grandson. You know, I just realized like a month few months later, I guess. What a fucking asshole that breeder glory hole guy is.
Well, yes. That's
so terrible. Oh my God. You should, if you know his full name, you should report him to the police. That's just terrible.
Why? He's not doing anything illegal. I don't think.
I just was thinking of that again because I'm watching that, I'm watching the movie version of that play, Rent. A bunch of those fuckers have AIDS. You know, I don't really like
gay people.
These core characters in this movie because they seem less like struggling artists.
Oh, okay. All right, next up. I don't care about Rent.
Hey, Tim. It's Psycho Freak Salmonella calling.
Salmonella,
so,
yes.
First of all, I am loving all the new Sextastic Tuesdays. I think they're awesome.
Well, you got to thank Corey for that and, of course, me.
I love that you're not playing so many repeats because usually when I listen to the Sextastic Tuesdays, I listen to them multiple times.
Uh-huh. Oh.
It's an old repeat I've heard before, but it doesn't matter because I am praising you. The other thing is I sent you an Alvin and the Chipmunks Sextastic Tuesday.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to look in my email box for that. Maybe on tomorrow's show we'll do the Chipmunks Sextastic Tuesday. I have to get my little voice filter ready so I can sound like chipmunks. Well, that might be good, right? Chipmunk sex? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail 948-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Hi, come Bucky.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Very important to STD. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.